The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels, combined with the wisdom of Tarot, and create the magical life you deserve.
Hi, everybody. It is Radley Valentine, your host for the Angel Tarot Show, as produced by MindBodySpirit.fm. So today, I was thinking about talking about the whole concept of when we're trying to manifest something, and it just seems like the magic doesn't seem to be working. Now, things don't always turn out the way we hope. That's just life. And as the famous line adapted from the Robert Burns poem points out, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. It's just a fact that sometimes life zigs left when we had every intention for it to zag right. Now, when that happens, perhaps the most common thing people ask is, why? Frankly, I think that's an excellent question. But you have to be careful not to go into a victim mentality when asking, why? It's pretty easy to begin to feel bad for yourself when life tosses those proverbial lemons your way, especially if you were very much looking forward to oranges. I ask why a lot, but I always try to do so from the objective standpoint of curiosity. I keep saying that I genuinely believe that the universe loves you beyond words, and I'm going to keep saying it until it sinks in for you. All the divine wants is to make you happy. If you ask for oranges and get lemons, then there must be a reason why oranges would not have optimized your chances at happiness. If you believe that, if you hold on to that kind of faith, then it becomes a whole lot easier to navigate through a change of course. When things don't go the way I had anticipated, I immediately start scanning for the new path that heaven feels is better for me. Sometimes a detour is itself a sign from heaven, especially if there's only one alternative path available. But if multiple paths are present, or if my original plan can still be salvaged, I start asking heaven and the angels for clear and concise directions. I tell them, show me the way to go, and I will go there. On countless occasions, my own personal plans didn't go the way I had intended. Some of these situations were very small, and others felt pretty significant at the time. In the end, almost all the outcomes turned out better than I had dreamed. Sometimes I can immediately come up with a reason why something had to happen. Other times, the epiphany can take a while. And I don't mean to oversimplify things here, but let's just say that in general, we have two options. We can view a situation that didn't go as we had hoped negatively, or we can view it with an optimistic perspective like, wow, God must really have something fabulous in mind for me if there's something better than what I was dreaming of. Okay, I'm ready. Show me this new and improved plan. Sometimes heaven is waiting for you to make changes within yourself that are necessary for you to be an energetic alignment with your desires. If your plans aren't going the way you want, then ask yourself, is there something that you know in your heart you should be changing but aren't? Are there new, bold versions of yourself just waiting for you to embrace them, yet you're resistant? If so, I once again ask you to ask the question, why? Heaven loves you. Your angels love you. God loves you. If you believe that, then there simply isn't any logical explanation for a detour on your path other than a more joyful destination than the one you had planned is waiting for you. So yes, when things don't go right, ask why. But do it with bright-eyed optimism, knowing that something much better is intended for you. Trust in the love of heaven to guide you along the path of joy. If you follow me, then you know I put a great deal of faith in synchronicities and what I perceive to be messages from the angels. And so it's natural that when things aren't working out for us, one of the things we start to believe is that our plans are flawed. That spirit must be telling us to change course. We must be on the wrong path. But that's not always the case. When things get difficult, it's possible that you're getting signs from heaven that you're headed in the wrong direction. Sometimes, however, life challenges might be meant to embolden you, make you stronger, and solidify your resolve. It could be the beginning of something wonderful. The trouble can be knowing how to tell whether your angels are giving you guidance on how to proceed versus a gentle message informing you that an entire new plan would serve you better. Well, the simple answer is this. It's in your heart, and I truly mean that. Your heart will never mislead you when it comes to your life purpose. Your heart will let you know when a dream is off path rather than just needing a little adjustment. Your heart will tell you when something is meant to be and when something better is waiting for you just out of sight. Even if there's sadness for what is not to be, there will be hope for what will be. Your ego, on the other hand, will lie, lie, lie. It will tell you that you're not good enough. It will leave you feeling like a failure and tell you that you are foolish for even trying. These hurtful and mean messages aren't of the heart, nor are they messages from your angels. Your angels will never ever speak to you in that way. That's how you can tell when a message is from your ego versus divine guidance. If something is not meant to be, something else will be offered. It may not happen in that moment, but it will happen soon. Before long, you'll know that you were right to stop. If you're supposed to keep going, when you look into your heart, it will sing you a song of determination. Ask your angels, and they will give you signs to keep going, even through adversity. People often ask me what it means when they seem to be getting messages that say both yes and no at the same time. In my experience, if you're getting yes more than no, then you move forward. You treat the no messages as minor course corrections or lessons you needed in order to be successful in the future. It's when there aren't yes messages and only no messages that you should consider a new path. And if you are going to consider a new path, then do it with faith. Do it with hope. Do it with the knowing that the universe loves you. And if your current plans aren't working, and your heart and angels confirm that you are to stop, then there's truly, absolutely, without a doubt, something better waiting for you. This is simply the way the universe works, so you have to believe. Ask Archangel Jophiel to keep your thoughts positive and your hopes high, then stand back and watch as the magic happens. If you're certain in your heart that you are to move forward, my advice is still the same. Do it with faith, hope, and the knowledge that the universe loves you, and the reason for these bumps in the road will make themselves clear as you continue along your journey. You are a divine child of God, a magical spark from the fire of the universe. Whatever is happening in your life is meant to eventually lead you towards joy. embrace your birthright. So let's pretend that you've been trying and trying, but things just aren't working out for you. No matter what you do, you feel as though you're banging your head against a wall. Every direction you take shows you a new obstacle. It just seems like your plans are doomed. So what to do? Well, it's okay if sometimes you get tired. That's only human. Experiencing a momentary lack of faith is only human. Losing the will to continue to pursue your dreams can also be very human. Some time ago, I had what I called a spiritual crisis. Now, that was new for me. I cannot recall having had one of those before, ever. But some really big things had gone awry, and I didn't understand why that would be. I felt like I had done the hard work, made the hard choices, and the angels should be rewarding me. But it felt like I was being spanked. That same day, what I would call my emotional security blanket seemed to have also been taken away. Now, it's an aside, but if you've ever read the Peanuts comics and seen when Snoopy would swoop in and steal Linus's security blanket, then that's sort of how I felt. But it wasn't at all funny. I couldn't conceive of why this was happening to me, and some of my closest friends had to listen to me while I tried to sort it out. Fortunately, this lasted only a day. After a poor night's sleep of obsessing over the problems before me, I still woke up to a place where I was choosing faith again. I realized that whatever happened, I would be all right. I was loved by the divine, and even if it was easy to horribleize the situation in my head, my heart knew that everything was going to be all right. It would be okay. By 9 a.m. that day, I had also realized that my emotional security blanket wasn't really gone. And so I immediately took action and made arrangements so that it wouldn't be at risk in the future. Perhaps that was the reason for the temporary illusion that it was gone as an option for me. The main concern took a while to resolve, but of course, in the end, everything really was all right. It really was okay. In fact, it was way better than okay. Now, all of this raises an interesting question. Are we really human? It's been said that we're not human beings having a spiritual experience, but spiritual beings having a human experience. I fully believe that to be true. And so can it really be said that it's our truest of true natures to not persevere? Aren't we here to shine our lights in such a way that the miracles we seek are always possible? Aren't we ourselves miracles, and therefore miracle workers? I believe that in our most challenging moments, we're meant to forge on. This is when we should redouble our efforts and fortify our determination to make a difference in our own lives as well as those around us. This is when we absolutely cannot give up. Not too long ago, I was having a bad morning. Nothing too serious, just one of those days. And as I began my daily prayers and meditations, I had this moment when I didn't feel like it was the right time to be praying. I just wasn't in the right energetic space for it. What I heard in my head next was, "Then this is exactly the time you should be praying." Now, that first inclination not to pray, that was ego. That was the voice of isolationism in the face of challenge. The second voice, that was my guardian angel. It could have also been my higher self, but I'm pretty good at picking out Joshua's voice after all these years. When we really don't feel like praying is, perhaps, exactly when we should be praying with the most diligence. The same goes for when we're experiencing challenges in life and just want to quit. It is in this moment when we would like to surrender that we must forge on. Of course, it can be hard to find the energy to do so at that moment. So what to do then? Well, here's a little analogy. When a car gets stuck, one of the things that people do is get assistance. They find someone to help them rock the car back and forth, until they get enough momentum to push it past whatever is holding it in place. Well, in the same way, you can ask your closest spiritual friends to help you. You can even magically do it for yourself by tackling whatever has you stuck step by step. The point is to do whatever it takes to get past the hump. And don't forget the power of gratitude. Expressing what you're grateful for in your life can truly help you to spiral upwards instead of downwards. It can help you pick yourself up and get going again. If your dream is stalled, then what I have to say to you is this: do not quit. You can't quit. You can't stop. You have to keep going. If you're passionate about a cause or a dream, then you're meant to follow it whatever it takes you. You cannot stop pursuing your passion. You cannot stop reaching every single day for your calling. To do so is quite literally to be less than who you truly are. Our dreams are what define us. They make us little tiny magical bits of God. They are what make us miracle workers. Never stop going after your dreams. You've got to make the miracle happen. Don't give up. No doubt, there will be people in your life besides yourself for whom you would like to help make a wish come true. And you can do that. Sometimes. Everyone has free will. That's the way Source made us, and that's the way we are. So no matter how well-intentioned you are, and even if the wish you have for someone else really is in their best interest, if the other person is not on board with a wish, it is unlikely you're going to get anywhere. Your magic will hit their resistance and fall flat on the floor. I know from firsthand experience how distressing that is. It is especially distressing if the person you'd like to help very much wants your help. So let me give you an example. Jack and Jill are married. Jill is an excellent manifester. She is in touch with her divine magic and has become really good at creating her own magical life. Jack, on the other hand, well, not so much. Jack has been out of work for over a year now. At first, he tried hard to find employment, but nothing ever seemed to pan out. And over time, he became discouraged. His thoughts became very negative, and he felt close to succumbing to depression. Jill desperately wanted to help her husband, and Jack desperately wanted her help. While he doesn't really understand all this inner magic stuff, he can't help but admit that she seems to be able to miraculously create whatever she wants. Naturally, Jack is completely on board with whatever Jill can do to help him manifest a job. So what's the problem, you ask? Jill wants to help. Jack wants her help. That should be enough, right? Well, wrong. Magical wishes react to thoughts and emotions. Consciously, Jack may want Jill's help, but his thoughts on the topic of employment are totally negative. His emotions are ones of hopelessness and despair. Poor Jack has no idea that his inner magic is actually working at full power to respond to his inner condition, ensuring that no job comes. Every hour of every day, he is focused on the lack of a job. That's the equivalent of Jack wishing for no job, while Jill wishes for him to have one. This is what happens when wishes collide. As I said, it can be heartbreaking. Most of the time, that kind of compulsive negativity starts in the mind and then spreads to the emotions. To get out of it, it often works best to start working with your emotions, because emotions are a reflection of your thoughts. So Jack's thoughts are pretty committed to the belief that there are no jobs out there. But his emotions can be brought out of the depressive spiral by Jill getting him to think about something, anything, that makes him happy. It will probably take time, constant effort, and above all, Jack's cooperation. If Jill can get him to grasp the basics of being a magical manifester, then together they begin by focusing on just trying to keep up the happy feelings. baseball games, antique car shows, time spent with friends, preferably hilarious friends. Just keep the happy moments coming. When Jack's emotional condition starts to move upward, then Jill can start to work on his thoughts. But not too fast. One baseball game probably isn't going to create an emotionally stable Jack. He'll be happy during the game, but the moment his thoughts turn back to employment, he will crash like a lead balloon. The plan is to get Jack emotionally optimistic enough that he can grasp the concept that life isn't all that bad, that there's more to life than your job. Something is bound to come around at the right time because, hey, the universe loves me. If Jack can get to that point, then Maven of Manifestation Jill will have a job lined up for him in no time. Then the wishes won't be colliding, they'll be coinciding. I want you to know that your inner magician is pretty amazing. However, the magic you're weaving almost always requires action. So if you're having trouble getting the action part working, the magic part is definitely going to be slow. Motivation can be elusive. You're all ready to write that great American inspirational novel, but instead you find yourself ticking off minor items from your to-do list, checking in on your friends on social media, or just plain staring at your computer screen trying to come up with the next perfect word. You tell yourself that just as soon as you have all the laundry folded, you'll tackle that chapter you've been procrastinating finishing. But you know what? You've got a lot of laundry, and days go by fast. Before you know it, another week has passed without so much as a new paragraph have been added to your manuscript. Now, I'm a writer, so I've used this example purely as a metaphor for any project, creative endeavor, or passion that you want to get moving on but just can't seem to make any progress on. And yes, the person in that scenario I just described is sometimes me. I have days when I can't type fast enough, and then I have days when I have this deep, burning desire to reorganize my closet. So let me give you a couple of my tips on how to finally get moving when everything just feels stuck. First of all, ask for help of the human or the angelic kind. Being accountable to someone is a great motivator. So call a friend or peer and tell them that you absolutely have to finish a certain amount of work today and that you've been procrastinating. Also ask for angelic help. That can be amazing. Archangel Gabriel is one of my go-tos because she is great at helping you to get things done. I ask her for assistance when I just can't seem to get going. Another thing I do is to go after the project or to-do list item that I'm dreading the most and do it first. Get it out of the way. You can promise yourself all kinds of lovely goodies and rewards if you just finish those 300 words that you set as a goal or make those phone calls about renting space in a healing center. Whatever it is that you've been putting off because you don't feel in the mood, well, get it done. Then everything gets a whole lot easier. So the next thing I'd like to do is to pull a card from my newest deck, Animal Guides to Row Cards, and see what the cards have to say to you. So we're going to shuffle here. Okay. So the card we have is King of Earth, and in this deck, that is ruled by the Irish Cob Horse. And the card says, everything is going to turn out great. Projects will be stunningly successful, exciting new career opportunities are possible, and money or resources that come your way will be invested wisely. I love this card for this today's topic because Irish cobs are known for their beauty and their sweetness and their strength. And as one of the smallest of the draft horse breeds, they represent the ability to accomplish your mission no matter what. Likewise, they are currently in a time of great prosperity, and you can use the blessings that your angels and your animal guides are sending your way to do great things for the planet and the people who are less fortunate, because the Irish cob that's on this card is a palomino, a horse with a light golden coat, because the person represented by this card has a heart of gold and attracts riches and abundance. And what have I been saying this whole time? You deserve to be happy. You deserve your joy. So now we're going to take some questions from people. And so David writes to us and says, I was recently listening to you on Coast to Coast the other day. I am a very curious person and I love learning. Well, I went overboard and I got 3 of your tarot card sets, the Sword of Light, Angels and Auras, and the Guardian Angel Messages. These are lovely decks, but I am new to this activity. I read your guidebooks and I believe I have all 3 decks cleared and ready to go. My question is it okay to use all 3 decks on the same day? I am so looking forward to this adventure. You can absolutely use all 3 decks on the same day. You can even pull 1 card from each of those 3 decks you picked to give yourself a 3-card reading, with each with a slightly different perspective, but each just as accurate and correct for answering your questions at that particular moment. Give that a thought. Next up, we have a question from Tony. Tony says, can cord cutting also be used to heal and reconcile a friendship by removing lower vibrational stuff? I use affirmative prayer to heal, reconcile, and rekindle a friendship and pray for peace, balance, harmony, and forgiveness between us. My prayer is to Shamuel, Raguel, Raphael, and I set the intentions under the law of grace that this is the highest good and that the spiritual law of grace can overrule the law of karma. Am I going about this the right way? Thank you for your help. Absolutely. I think that's brilliant and beautiful and a wonderful thing to do, to be very precise. Think of Archangel Michael as using his Sword of Light with the precision of a surgeon, going in and severing the energetic connections to the discord and the disharmony and the challenges and the difficulties and leaving only the love. Besides, the Sword of Light cannot sever cords of love. It only severs the energetic stuff that is so negative and causes us grief. And finally for today, we have a message from Rachel, and it says, I have just discovered you and just read your books, and I wanted to thank you for the love, kindness, and compassion. I live in Queensland, Australia, and I am struggling with chronic pain, and I am searching to find my guardian angels' names for some support. Could you please help me? Absolutely. So the guardian angel names that I am coming up for you are Jeffrey and also Nicolette. So Jeffrey and Nicolette. But Jeffrey and Nicolette are definitely wanting you to remember Archangel Raphael, the Archangel of Physical Healing, as being somebody that can help you to recover from this chronic pain. And Archangel Jophiel can also be assistance to you to keep your thoughts positive, and Raguel to help you to find the perfect caregivers to help you to get better. So that's basically it for today's Angel Tarot Show. Please keep in mind that the doors are open to my membership group, the Magical Manifesting Group. This year, it's all about transformation and change, working with angels, and helping to change your life for the better. So check it out by visiting radleyvalentine.com/membership. In the meantime, always remember, life is magic. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions.
Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. Hey, everybody. It is Radley here with your angelic weather report for March 10th through the 16th of 2024. As we've been doing right recently, we are using my newest deck, Animal Guides Tarot Cards, that dropped last week. Hope you guys have gotten it and that you're enjoying it. So we're using this for the four cards of the angelic weather report. Now, with each of those four cards comes an Archangel card, and that comes from my deck, Angel Wisdom Tarot Cards. So how does this work, you ask? Are you new? Welcome. And the way it works is this. I'm going to pull four cards, or I actually already have four cards from Animal Guides, and that is the energy for the week of March 10th through the 16th. Gives you a sort of a flavor of the kind of themes and things that are going to be going on in that particular week. For each card, I've also pulled a card that has an Archangel on it to tell you what Archangel might be great for working with the energy of that particular card. So let's go ahead and get started. And so for our cards, we have the four cards with the owls on them that represent the Animal Guides Tarot cards, and the four cards with the planet Earth and the Wheel of the Major Arcana that represent our Archangels of the Week. So our first card is Eight of Water, and that is ruled by Kangaroo. And it says, it's so easy to convince yourself that you're trapped when you really aren't. Trust that Source will lift you to new heights and give you greater self-confidence if you affirm your freedom. Eight of Water, as it says, is a card that talks about where we do not feel safe or where we feel as though we are trapped when really that entrapment is just an illusion. And so we have the ability to break out of it with our thoughts. So what Archangel might be great for helping us with that? Well, let's take a peek. And the Archangel to help us with that is perfection. It is the Emperor card, and it has Archangel Michael on it. And so Archangel Michael uses his Sword of Light to sever our connections to energies of fear and worry and anxiety and our false illusions. He is the Archangel of Truth and comes in sapphire blue. So that is perfect energy with Kangaroo. Our next card of energy that we're dealing with, before I do that, I should go back to Eight of Water. Let me tell you a little bit about kangaroos. Kangaroos are known for their ability to bound great distances. In a dangerous situation, they can spring away to safety without planning where they're headed. Now, that can be an analogy for the Eight of Water, because sometimes you just know that it's time to go, even if you're not quite sure where you're going, because you'll just figure it out when you get there. Kangaroos are very courageous and always in motion, and it is time for you to hop to new horizons. So our next card is Ace of Earth, that is ruled by Calico Cat. And the card talks about how you can expect a windfall of abundance, such as money or timely assistance or a serendipitous meeting, or rewarding advice. You may be offered a fabulous new job, a promotion, or the prospect of a profitable business venture or investment. Ace of Earth is Calico Cat, and calicos are a sign of good luck, perhaps because of the generic rarity of the males, which is akin to a four-leaf clover. In fact, they are sometimes referred to as money cats. Now, I don't know if you have ever seen those little cat figurines that have their paws waving at you like this, like this, like this. Those are called Monaki Neko, the beckoning cat. And those particular images are talking about abundance and prosperity. They originate in Japan, and they're modeled after calicos, and they're placed in the doorways of homes and businesses to welcome in abundance. So what Archangel can help you with that this week? Oh, again, perfection. We have Archangel Jophiel, Jophiel, the beauty of God. She helps us to be able to see the positive in everything. She keeps our thoughts positive, keeps our energy positive, and helps us, therefore, to use law of attraction in a way that is helpful to us. The next card is Unity. In traditional tarot, this is the Hierophant. And so this card is ruled by Polar Bear, and it says, embrace this time of deep spiritual growth. Spend time with others who are on a sacred path. Compare traditional methods with new ideas. And so polar bears are symbolic of meaningful moments of spiritual evolution. Their lives call for solitude and introspection, but also compassion and love for their children. So if you follow their example, you will enrich your spiritual life immensely. Polar bears are extremely intelligent and able to adapt to their surroundings. Likewise, this card asks you to examine your situation with an open mind so that you can adjust your plans accordingly. So who's helping us with that? Archangel Raguel. Raguel is the archangel of manifestation and magic and helping us to understand esoteric concepts and ideas. But I think that in this particular case, we're looking for the magic of brilliant new insights that help us to see ways to do things a different way. Now, our last card is Ten of Air. Some people don't like this card. I generally kind of do like it, but then I'm quintuple Sagittarius, so I really love change. And so this is ruled by Siberian Husky Dogs, and it talks of the end of a career path, project, or a relationship brings feelings of mixed joy and sadness, relief, and disappointment. Put aside your fears about these changes and trust that a brighter future awaits. Think of Ten of Air as, yeah, it can be an ending that you're not crazy about, but it can also be an ending that you've been desperately wanting, and it finally shows up in your life. But Ten of Air always leads to a new beginnings. Siberian Husky Dogs they're loving, they're smart, they're very alert, but they come from a breed from one of the harshest locations on the planet, Siberia, Russia. So it's no surprise that they symbolize being able to overcome significant challenges to successfully reach your journey's destination. And they come with the hope that comes from the next chapter in your life. Now, you'll notice that this particular Siberian Husky, if you're looking at watching this on YouTube, you'll notice that she has control of her own leash. No one is dictating her destiny but her. So to me, this is really talking about the whole concept of, oh my gosh, there's a big change happening, but are you going to be in charge of the change? Or are you going to let just life move you around? Now, the card, perfect again. The archangel for this one is Jeremiah on the renewal card. Jeremiah is the archangel of life purpose. When we're at a place of endings, when we're at a place of, oh my goodness, things are changing and I need to review my life, that's when Jeremiah is perfect for any kind of situation where you're in that. So there we have our angelic weather report for the week of March 10th through the 16th, we have our four archangels that help us with that energy. So the next thing that I want to do is we're going to pull some cards for you. And these cards are to answer your personal question. And I'm just putting these cards back in the deck so that they can come out again if they want to. But what I want you to do is to think about, if you were sitting across from me and I was pulling cards for you, what question would you ask? So think about that a minute while I shuffle. What question would you want to ask the cards? So I'm going to shuffle now. While you're thinking about what question would you ask the cards? All right, so I'm going to lay out four cards for you now, all right? So are you drawn for your answer to card number one? Are you drawn for your answer to card number two? Are you drawn as your answer to card number three? Or is card number four calling your name? So if you were drawn to card number one, the answer is Nine of Earth. And Nine of Earth is a card that asks us to sort of be in peace at a particular moment. It is a card of abundance and prosperity and feeling successful, feeling like we've done what we should do, and therefore allowing us the opportunity to take a minute to rest and pause. If you were drawn towards card number two, it's Six of Earth again. So another Earth card. This is the Kiwi bird. This is, again, abundance and prosperity. The kiwis are funny. They're New Zealand birds, and they lay the largest eggs of any bird on planet Earth relative to their size, indicating big opportunities for abundance and gifts from the universe. If you were drawn to card number three, again, we have success. This is Sea Turtle. Three of Fire is a card that talks about success for the long term, thinking about the long term. How are we going to get where we're going? And the last card is King of Air. That is a card that talks about getting expert help, being intellectual rather than emotional, and going to experts in order to get the assistance that you need. So guys, that's it. That's the Angelic Weather Report for March 10th through the 16th. Please remember that I have a new video series that I am doing right now called Three Keys to Magical Transformation. It's live and it's free. You can check it out by going to radleyvalentine.com/magic. And that's it, guys. I will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast.
I'm Michelle Phillips, a celebrity makeup artist, beauty expert, self-confidence coach, and Hay House author. My podcast, Beauty and Beyond, is the place for women navigating the challenges of the aging process. Listen in for my professional advice, as well as my expert guests, as we share valuable tips, practical tools, and empowering resources to help you not only look amazing, but also live an amazing life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network and available wherever you get your podcasts.